Okay, today is Das Samach Zayin. We're in Samach Vav Amud Beis. We're up to the Mishnah, right?
Yeah.
Makire Yerushalayim, the chashav of people of Yerushalayim, Hayumalavin Oso, they would escort him ad Sukkah Rishona, until the first Sukkah. Who are the chashav of people of Yerushalayim? Who are they? Well, they come up at least two other places in Shabbos. Right? They come up, number one, they didn't sleep the whole Yom Kippur night. They stayed up the whole night of Kippur. And number two, they had special things, special golden ribbons to tie their lulavim. Chashuva people. They went to this first sukkah. Well, what first sukkah? What sukkah we're talking about? So the Mishnah continues. Eser sukkos. There were 10 sukkah, 10 way stations. May Yerushalayim viad suk. From Yerushalayim to the cliff. Right? Tishim ris, 90 ris, right? What's 90 ris? From Yerushalayim to the cliff is 90 ris. How much is that? Shiva umechza l'chol mil. 7.5 ris for each mil, right? Says Rashi, we're just going to do a little bit of this Rashi because it's interesting. The third wide line of Rashi. Hare tishim ris, yud beis mil. 90 ris is 12 mil. Vehem yud aleph maso, which is 11 stations. Right, because you don't count where you go, start, right? Mirushalayim l'sukkah rishona masa echad. From Yerushalayim to the first sukkah is 1. Misukkah l'sukkah ad yud sukkos is tes masos. From sukkah to sukkah, all 10 of them is 9. Hare yud, that's a total of 10. Umisukkah achrona l'tzuk masa achad. From the sukkah achrona to the cliff, another 1. Hare lakol masu masa mil. Each one's a mil. Chutz mi echad mehem sheyesh bo beis milim. Except for the last one was 2 mil. We'll see in a minute why. Hainu diktani umalavano so misukkah l'sukkah. That's what it means. They used to escort it from sukkah to sukkah. Shah mil hu tchum Shabbos. Each mil is 2,000 amos, which is a tchum Shabbos. Chutz mi achman, except for the last one, shurachog beis milim, which is 2 mil away. From the last sukkah to the cliff was 2 mil. Umalavuhu mil, they would escort him to the mil. Va'omeid meirachok, they would watch him. V'roa es masav, and they would watch him. Now, by the way, says Rashi, v'cheshben azeh eino shavu l'cheshben. This cheshben is not the same as sheyiseid Rebbe Elazar Kalir. That Rebbe Elazar Kalir writes, where does he write it? In a piyut that said on the second day of Sukkot, in how many shuls in the world? That's where it says it. That ushloshim kanim hu katzav haris. It's a different cheshbon. Says Rashi, it doesn't fit. But that doesn't fit with what I just said. It's a dispute who he was. Right? So if you look at the little Zion, I'm sorry. What? I'm sorry. Not second day Sukkot. Parsha Shkolim. The P of Parsha Shkolim. So I always... Rebbe Elazar Kalir is the one of two people. He's either a Tana called Rebbe Elazar, right? Or he's a Rishon.
Rishon before the Rishon.
Well, Rashi is a very early Rishon. Hard thing.
Before Rashi, then he's a Gaon.
It's a Rashi saying, Rebbe Elazar Kalir wrote a Yod.
That's clearly, I this is like pretty clear that it wasn't a Rishon.
It wasn't some, 13th, 12th, 14th century poet.
Which is what
we always thought. Rashi's quoting him. Right? He wrote a piyut. I don't know what he says him today. I mean, very few people say that. Even if they say them, so they don't know what they're saying.
But wrote tons of
piyut. Right. That's why I read this Rashi. Not so much for the content, but for that. Because he's going to quote another piyut in a second. Anyway, Osa Cheshman Ela Ola Alpayim Ama Mil. Hamil. Then you don't come to 2,000 amah per mil. If you listen to his cheshbon, by the way, but sometimes the poets, they wrote these things. It's not a halachic poetry. It's a poem. It's for Shabbach or Parsha Shkolim, whatever it is. It doesn't have to fit lahalacha. It's not such a kasha. It's not such a kasha that in a poet, in a poem, it doesn't match. It's not such a kasha.
First poetic question.
Yeah. Then Rashi says, "Avu b'brisa da hazinu." Oh, but there's a brisa in hazinu b'sifri matzinu sham midas cholak etzaret Yisrael. Okay, then it's a whole different thing, right? Then he keep go down a little bit. The Gam, Rabbi Elazar, Kalir, Yasad, Kain, Bepiot, Archots, Binakia, Binakayon, Kapos. What's that one? That one's on the second day Sukkot. That's the second day Sukkot. Another poem of his, right? Baruch of Ayin Hey Mils. I don't know what that means. 75 mil is the distance of each Shevet's portion. Again, you can't, it's hard to bring a kasha from poetry where they took a little license and they just, maybe they wanted to make a rhyme, maybe they wanted to make it flow, and they said things that might not be kalach exactly. That doesn't make such a big, I'm not so bothered by that kasha, but Rashi seemed to feel it necessary to put that in. But that's the bottom line.
So it says in Rashi, they will allow him all the...
So certain people, so here's the story. On Yom Kippur, certain people stayed at this sukkah the whole Yom Kippur. So that when he would show up, they could escort him another 1,000 amos to the next one. No, they just went to the first one. They escorted him out of the city, stopped over there.
Some of the guys at the way station would go with him.
Each way station, there'd be people waiting for him. They spent the whole Yom Kippur there. Could you imagine that? Any... Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. It's like the time of the Gaonim.
It was
one of the Gaonim. Interesting.
An early one, too.
Right. Right, I always thought it was like a contemporary of Tosfos, right? Anyway, I'll call sukkah v'sukkah at each sukkah. Omrim lo, they told him. I'm back in the Mishnah. Harimazon, harimayim. Here's food and water. You have a heter to eat if you want to. Umalavin oso mitsukkah l'sukkah. What? This guy who's escorting the goat. Yeah, so they would tell him you have a heter. They would go from sukkah to sukkah. Chutz mi achron, shebehen she'eno magia imo latzuk. They would not escort him to the tzuk. Ela omid mirachok. They would stand far away. Vro es ma'isav, and they would watch what he's doing. Why'd they do that? They didn't want. So Tosus the Rosh says they didn't want everybody watching. They didn't want everybody watching if it didn't. If the string didn't turn white, it went by himself. He can report back, it didn't turn white this year. It wasn't such a good year. But then that should be 100 people watching that. Okay?
They're going to see this from 1,000 hours away.
No, they won't see it. That's exactly why they didn't come with him. That's exactly why they didn't come with him. They shouldn't see it.
They didn't go because it was beyond the tchum.
What do you mean? They could put another station there. So the Bedavka didn't do that. Mahaya Ose, what would he do? Chalok Lashon Shel Zahuris. He would take a string of red... Kosher, chetzi kosher b'sela, half he would tie to the rock, chetzi kosher ben shnei karnov, half he would tie between the horns. So, one second, two questions. Number one, how do you tie on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur? And number two, how do you get it there? That'll do that. Because it's not for the animal. So you could say they was there from before Yom Kippur. Had to tie onto the animal. No,
yeah.
You leave the string there.
Like where?
By the rock. You know you're going to be here tomorrow. Right, so how'd you tie it? A to the rock and B to the horns. We're going to get to that in a minute. We're going to get to that. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says they tied it to the rock and to his horns. How'd they tie it? It's not so simple how they tied it. You want to, even if you want to say they used a bow, which is not a Doraisa, according to some, it is a Doraisa. You have to say in Kedushim that even if it's a bow, what did he say over here? You're not mach, what? And some hold it's a bow, it's also Doraisa.
Some do.
Some. So according to them, you have to come on to the following Chiddush. What? It's not a Kasher Shel Kayama, even if it's a bow, if you're not going to need it anymore. Which you're not going to need. I don't care about it for the rest of my life. It's not so simple. Anyway.
Exactly. I'm losing the diet 5 minutes.
Exactly. That's why it's not a problem. Because I don't need it anymore. V'dachvo ba'lachor. If you push it backwards, v'hum it's galgel and it rolls, v'yored, v'lohaya magiya lachatzi ahar, ad shenase evarim evarim. Right? It would roll down and it would be evarim evarim. Yeah. Ba, he came, v'yeshiv lo tacha sukkah achrona, ad shtech shach. And he waited there till Yom Kippur was over. He went back to the last one and waited there.
You know what,
that answers
my question from yesterday.
Which was?
Worried about the tchum or walking. Why didn't he just walk back?
Right.
He walked back to the last one.
To the last one.
How much had to walk back to the last one? It's all past the tchum.
couldn't go back to the last one. Last one was two chumen.
But it was two away. It was two away.
Two chumen away the last one.
According to the Mishnah, it was two away. It was two. It was two mil.
What's his head there? Why is it more so kind of there? Did you go in there?
Yeah, because there's nobody there. Yeah. There's one guy getting chucked off the cliff by
who? Bandits?
I don't know.
When did his clothing become tame? When he left Yerushalayim. Once he left Yerushalayim, he already becomes tame. When his clothing became tame. When did that happen? He leaves the gates. No. Let's look. No, when you throw it off the cliff.
Yeah,
why would you leave Yerushalayim? Okay. The Amud Aleph is very fast. Amud Beis is such interesting hashkafa. Wait till we get there. Okay. Tan Rabbanan. Eser Sukkos. 10 sukkos, v'shneim asar milim, and 12 mil, hayu, they were, that's what it was, they were a mayor. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, teisha sukkos, it was 9, v'asar mil and 10 mil. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, chamesh sukkos, it was only 5, v'asar milim hayu, v'kulon al yedei, eruv. They all had an eruv. You can't walk that far. Now listen to this. Omer Rabbi Yossi, sachli alazah b'ni. My son Elazar said it like a little bit of a joking way, but it's not such a joke. Im al yedei eruv, 1 second, if you have an eruv, then yecholoni lasos afilu shtei sukkos v'asar mil. I can have 2 sukkos and 10 mil. How? How you have 2 sukkos and 10 mil? Says Rashi, sachli Elazar b'ni, lashon tzchok al devar. He's making a little bit of a joke, but it's not such a joke. Why? V'amali, im al yedei eruv, if you have an eruv, then die lo b'beis, only 2. Why? Shayim alav bnei Yishulayim alav and also shnei mil. They can go 2 mil. If you have an Erev, they can go 2 mil. Go before Yom Kippur. Make an Erev after 1 mil. You can go another mil. Right? That's first of all. There's no sukkah. There's no sukkah yet.
Huh? They're not all the way.
Right. They can go 2 mil.
That's it.
Put a sukkah, another 2 mil.
You don't hold that way.
1 minute. Have those guys.
Come back to the
school. They could walk 2 mil backwards to meet him.
Right.
Some guys in the sukkah make the air going forward 2 mil.
Relay race.
A relay race. Then you make another sukkah 2 mil past that. Some guys in that sukkah come 2 mil back. And some guys in that sukkah go 2 mil forward. How many mil have we gone? 10. Only 2 sukkahs if you have an air.
But they say only 1 ishiti.
What? No, 1 ishiti, but people escorting him. So in the sukkah, it wasn't a sukkah.
This ish iti walk so much.
No,
he walked the whole way. He walked the whole way.
Why is he allowed?
Because that's Allah. He's allowed to.
Because he's only avoided.
Exactly. It's doche. Right. So that's how you can get. In each sukkah, the guys made different eruv. You guys made the eruv over there, and you made the eruv over there. So you only 2 sukkahs. Right. Now, kaman oz lahad tanya chutz me acharon shebehen. Who said that? That the last one nobody would go? Come on, Kirib Meir. That's a Kirib Meir. Now, call sukkah omer lahari wasn't very mayim. And each sukkah they would tell him, there's food and water if you're hungry. Food and water, you're hungry, thirsty, it's walking, it's hot maybe. Tana, minolam lahutzrik adam makah. Nobody ever ate, Mr. Freud. Nobody ever ate.
Right.
Nobody ever said, ooh, look at that steak. No one ever did that. Ella, she'ena doma misha yesh lo pas pasalo, l'misha ein lo pas pasalo. You can't compare the food staring you in the face and if it's not. Right? So on Yom Kippur, all you're doing is thinking about food.
Right.
And then when you come home, you check your emails. What? Right? Why is that? Because now that you can eat, all of a sudden you're not so hungry. It's human nature.
Yeah, but you can't eat, really.
Huh?
You can't really get.
So the question is, what if the guy said, yeah, I really want to eat? Would he be mutter to eat? I don't know.
Like
I don't know. I don't know. We allow eating. One thing with the rabbanons, with carrying, all these.
But he says it. They offer him
right.
The food.
So he's allowed to eat.
When you offer him the food, it wouldn't be allowed.
Right.
It's a tease. Yeah. You can't compare after you give it to you. I'm kidding myself. Right.
I think that's one of those things that never happened.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. Okay. Mahaya Oset, what would they do? Chalak lashon shel zahuris. Right. So says the Gemara, v'naktere kula besela. So why don't they just tie it to the rock? Why are they tying it to his horn? For what reason are they doing that? They're throwing it down the cliff. Why are they tying it to his horn? Such a good question. Like, what are they doing that for?
So he can see it to turn his wife.
So they're standing up by the rock. What if they throw it on his horns? For what reason? So the answer is a very simple, it's a good answer. Kivan de mitzvah b'seir, because it's a mitzvah to do it like this.
It's a mitzvah to push the seir off the cliff. You know what's going to happen? Dilma, maybe. Kadim umalak. The Bnei Yisrael, such tzaddikim. It's going to turn white so fast. Umiyas v'dayte. Everyone's going to be, look at this. What a great year. Everyone's going to... And they're not going to throw it off the cliff. Yeah, they're going to forget. They're not going to bother.
Now, this is something that he should have done before. There's no, what's the header to tear the thing on Kippur?
We asked that question. We said we couldn't do it before because we didn't know which one's going to go here, which one's going to Hashem. There was a goro. So we said, for two questions. First of all, how'd they tie it and how to get here. So you want to say it was here from before Yom Kippur.
Right.
That's fine. How do you tie it? Not so simple.
Okay, well, you leave the two things there. One, you tie on each thing. You don't have to rip it. Right?
Who sent you anything a ribbon?
It's here. He would part this strip on
the... Oh, he would part. All right, so that's not that. What kind of Isser is that? It's not Isser Darabanan. No?
To tear.
For what purpose are you tearing? To constructive. It's complicated.
Not tearing for the purpose of putting it back together.
Exactly. Oh. It's not Almanas. But it has a different Torah. So it's a whole machloket. If you're tearing for a different zorech, it's not for putting it back together. Anyway, v'naktere kule ben karnav. So why don't you tie the whole thing between his horns? That's the issue. To remind you, don't forget to push him off. V'zimnin the gamish lay. Maybe sometimes it'll get entangled in the l'reishay v'lavadat. You're not going to see it. It could happen. You won't see the string. The way it falls down, you won't see the head. You're not going to see.
Covered in blood.
Right. Exactly. So therefore, you tie it to the rock also. Tadar Rabbanan. Now the Brisa mentions what Mati said. Berishona, originally, Hayakoshri Lashon Shel Zehuris Al Pesach Ulam Ibechot. Originally, they would tie it on the Ulam, outside the Ulam, and Hilbin Hayismechin. If it got turned wide, everybody was happy. Lo Hilbin Hayatsevin Umizbaishin. Not only were they sad, they were also embarrassed. They were embarrassed. Look at us. Hiskinu says, you know what? We're going to have you kosher it al Pesach Olam Mivfnim. We'll do it on the inside. Only the Kahanim will see. However, Adayin ha'yu metitzin, they would be metitz. What does metitz mean? They would peer. They would peek. For Rowan, they would see. Hil ben ha'yismechin. Lo hil ben ha'yatzefin. Doesn't say mitzvayshin anymore. Doesn't, I don't know. Hiskinu she'yu kosher otzo chati betala v'chati ben kainu. Gizun. So they made a new rule. So the Mishnah is the last rule they made. Do it over there. So by the time you come back an hour later, it's already old news, right? It didn't turn white.
It's not old news. What? It's old news when it comes back.
Right, so tomorrow we're going to see that the Kohen Gadol was not allowed to continue the Avoda until that happened. Until the thing was thrown off. Which if you cheshbon 18 minutes per mil, it's a 3.5 hour wait.
Wow.
Right?
Each way.
What? No. Not each way. Just once it's thrown off.
That's the Makar that we should have 3.5 hours.
No, the wait is when he starts to...
From the minute he leaves till it's thrown off the cliff, the Kohen cannot do Avoda. So it's a 3... It's 18 minutes per mil. It's 12 mil.
Yeah, but they don't know when...
That's a 3.5 hours.
But they don't know when he threw him off the cliff.
So the Gemara is going
to
ask... The Gemara is going to ask that tomorrow. The Gemara is going to ask that tomorrow. Right. So how do you know when it happened? One of the answers is going to be, why don't you rely on the string?
On the nace.
Well, what if it didn't turn white? What if it turned white very fast? Both ways are not good. Right? What if it's so good it turned white right away? But too early it turned white.
I would go send an email.
Yeah. But think about that. 3.5 hours doing nothing. He's doing nothing.
It's
wait.
Not to do in between.
No, he can't do anything. What's he going to do? You'll see tomorrow. See tomorrow's stuff. Amar Rav Nachum Bar Papa, Mishum Rabbi Elazar HaKfar. Rav Nachum Bar Papa? Is he one of the 10 sons of Rav Papa? We ever heard of him? We ever heard of him before?
Yeah.
About to see him?
Yeah.
No, did we ever come across him in Shas? Nachum Bar Papa? Yeah. Bar Papa? Okay. Mishum Bar Rav Elazar HaKfar. Birushan Hayi Koshin Loshon Shosh Shosh Tapetach Ulam Mifnim. First they would tie it on the inside. Kivin Shi Yigiel Seir Midbar Hayi Malabin. Then it would turn white via Dua Shanasim Mitzvasa. Shinemar. Right? If they're red, they're going to turn white as snow. And then it would die. So, Ibai Lahu, listen to this, Kasha. Are those limbs mutter bahana? What are you going to do with them? You can't eat them. I don't know, maybe you want to give it to the dog. It's good dog food. So, can I do that? Is it mutter bahana? So, it's a machlokas. Ravu Shmuel, Chadamar Mutarin, Chadamar Asurin. It's a machlokas. Now, Manda Amar Mutarin, Dichsiv, it says Bamidbar. It says Bamidbar. What does that mean, Bamidbar? So Rashi says, look at the top Rashi,
V'shilach es ha-sa'ir ba-midbar. V'kor yiserehu l'midrash. It's an extra pasuk. Why? She'yei hefker k'midbar. I know you're going there. Another time it says ha-midbar, then it should be hefker just like the midbar. Uman da amar asurin. Why is that the asur? The chsiv it says gzeira. It says eretz gzeira. What does gzeira mean? It's like a gzeira, like it's asur. Man da amar asurin. But if you hold it's asur, hi midbar my avidle. What do you do with the word midbar? So mibayalei. Look at the Tanya. Hamidbara ba midbar. It really says three times the word midbar. Larabos to include Nov, Givon, Shiloh, Ubeis Olamim. That the same thing happens in Yom Kippur in these four places. How do you have four places in three psukim? Nov, Givon, Shiloh, and Yerushalayim. So the, you hear that question?
Yeah.
So the Gevurah Sari says, because...
Why is that order?
What?
Why is that order?
That's a good question. I don't know. Because Nov and Givon have the same halachas. There's nothing different about them, just the place. Shiloh and Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash were different because of the way they looked. Shiloh had a tent, had walls with a roof of a tent.
Didn't have the
aron. Correct, but everything else was the same about it. It was all the same, it's the same thing. Just it was in a different location. Shiloh and the Beis HaMikdash were different. One was a building, and one was a half a building and half a tent. Different. Okay. The Idach and the other one, Hai Gzera my Avidle. What does it do with the word Gzera? Mi Boyle, look at the Tanya. Gzera. Ein Gzera Ela Chatucha. What does Gzera mean? It means to cut. Ein Davar Acher. Ein Gzera Ela Davar Hamas Gazer Viore. It cuts as it goes down. Davar Acher. Listen to this. Gzera. It's a Gzera. In other words, what do you mean Gzera? It means it's a rule. It's a Gzera. We're not allowed to do that. It's a Gzera. It's a rule. Shema Tomar Maisa Tohuhu. Maybe somebody will say, what kind of thing is this? Maisa Tohuhu. It's a wondrous thing. What kind of thing is this? What kind of thing is what? Says Rashi, Ma kapari yesh b'shilu akzeh. What kind of kapar is this? Right? Ma yesh b'yad tzuk zeh lahol. What does a cliff have to do with kaparis? What is going on here? You know what? Talmud Lamar, Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem, gezartiv, ve'ein lecha reshus lahar behen. That's my rule. That's my Torah. Don't have it. You can't ask a question about it. Fascinating, no?
Yeah.
Right? This is a Gemara talking, right? What kind of superstition? What is this? I throw an animal off a cliff and then I get kapara? Don't ask so many questions. Fascinating. Amar Rava. Now Rava, we're gonna get back to that fascinating hashkafa. Amar Rava, Mistabro commanded Amar Mutarin. It must be, says Rava, it's mutter. You know why? Because the guy's walking by with his dog and he sees meat. What, the dog can't eat it? Lo amr Torah called Shalach Latakala. It can't be that the Torah said send it down, and then it's Asr. And what if a month later some guy's walking and he sees a dog, and the dog finds a bone? What, it's Asr? How could that be? It says Rav, it can't be, it's Asr. Okay, now, Tanur Rabbanan. We know, we have the word Azazel. What does Azazel mean? She Oz Vikasha. Hard and strong. Yachal B'Yeshuv, maybe that's in the city. Talmud Lamar B'Midbar. Umanayin Shebatzuk, how do you know it's a cliff? Tamad Lamar Gzeira. Tanya Idach, Azazel Kasha Shebahar, the hardest one. Tachenu Omer, if it's Eile Ha'aret Lakach. Tanya, Dever Bishmoel, Azazel, what's Azazel? Shemechaper Almaisa Uza V'Azoel. Azazel is to be a kapara for Uza and Uzoel. Who are they? Says Rashi. Uza v'Uza, it's a little up where we are. Malachei Chabala, they're angels of destruction. Sheyardu la'aretz, they came down to the earth. Bimei Nama, in the days of Nama, Achos Tuvalkayin, the sister of Tuvalkayin. This is a Rashi. It's not some story in the Jewish press, right? Uva Alehem Nema, and about them it says, Vayiru b'neho Elokim, Espinos ha'adam. Right? These angels, the sons of God, saw the girls. Klomar, al harayas mechaper. The whole thing is for harayas. Asks the Gvur Sari, that's not true. It's not for harayas. It's for harayas, yeah. Harayas is included. It's for a lot of other things, too. It's not just harayas. So he answers, yeah, it's true, but these words sound similar, so they just said that. It's not in Chanami. It's not only about harayas. It's not only about harayas. It's about harayas and everything else.
This is like maybe from a mabul.
I know, so it's such a strange remez before the mabul.
It was an old eating expense. That hard. It was all
right. Right, you know what it's going to lead to?
Well, I
know. Tanar Abanon. Es mishpate tasu. My mishpatim you should do. Devarim she'el male lo nichtavu din hu she'yichtavu. Those are things that if they wouldn't be written, you would know them anyway. They should be written. Elohim, what are they? People aren't going to like this list. Avodas Kochavim, Gilu Arayas, Shvichas Domim, Gezel Uberchas Hashem. Right? Just like this, you can't steal someone else's property, you can't steal someone else's wife. That goes hand in hand. It's not that, well, what's the big deal if the guy consents? Right? And the Torah is so strict. No, it's not true. That would be something on your own. Which is why virtually all societies had such a thing. And there were some with these open marriages, most of them not. Some strange tribes, some places. Overwhelming majority didn't have such a thing. Even though they didn't have a Torah. Just like overwhelming majority of societies, you're not allowed to steal. No Torah. Still, that's not allowed to steal. It's common sense. All right, Vodazara is not such common sense because everybody worships the Vodazara. But stealing, even someone else's wife, was common sense. You can't do that. Eskukosai tishmoru, listen to this. Dvarim, these are things, shahasatin meshev aleim, that the satan bothers you about. The Elohim, what are they? Chilas chazir, levisha shatnez, chalitzas yivama, taharis mitzora, ser mishtaleach. Look at Rashi. Interesting list, no? We'll get ser mishtaleach. Yeah, we're going to get to the list in a second. Says Rashi, hasatan, Yetzahara, listen to this Rashi. Tell me if this Rashi makes sense. Yetzahara meshev aleihen. The Yetzahara asks you. What's a meshev? He responds to you. Tshuva, an answer. Lahatos es Yisrael, to get the Jews to become to go astray. Velomar, and to say, listen to this. Shehatorah eino emes. The Torah is not true. Ki im kimato elis b'chol elu. What are you doing all this for? L'kach nichta behem chok ani Hashem gazarti aleichem. Says Rashi, the Yetzer tells you, this is not true. This is not from God. What is the purpose of not wearing shatnez? What is the purpose in that? So I would have thought to myself, therefore it's not true, or therefore it's crazy. Or that's the same thing. I don't know. Such an interesting Rashi. The Yetzer tells you, what are you? It's not true. It's not Torah. It's not true. Why is it not true? Because it's crazy. Does that make sense? Is that a valid taina? Is it a valid taina? I'm kind of valid taina. I would say, it's so ridiculous. Yeah, there is a... So when I spoke to Yoni, Rabbi Levin, he said to me, because what's the alternative? You believe it? So the Yetzer doesn't know. You believe in God. But he made a crazy Torah? Or the fact that the Torah is so crazy, there can't be a God. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. It can't be MS because it's so crazy. What's the Toelis in all these things? Right? What's the Toelis?
That doesn't apply to us. Because we have that we don't understand. It doesn't make no sense.
Well, it does. That's exactly the Torah's Taina. So therefore, it can't be MS. You hear what I'm saying? What does that mean, it can't be MS?
It can't be MS.
What?
You look at it the opposite way.
Exactly, because it's a who? How can a person think all this up?
Yeah.
So the Marsha. So the Marsha says, why are these things on the list? Because these things on the list, they're all, what's the word I'm looking for? Two sides of the same coin. So it's Paradum is not on the list. Not on the list. You know why? What's on the list? Chazer. There's something out there called a shibuta, a fish, a kosher fish, which tastes just like chazer. Why is chazer also? What is it? If it's not the taste, what is the issue? The next one on the list. Shatnez. But tzitzis are a lot of ways shatnez. So what kind of crazy Torah is this? Next one is chalitza. And if there's no chalitza, then you can marry her. As someone who's also to you. So what's going on here? What kind of Torah is this? And the next one on the list is mitzora. What do? You take two birds. One you go over there, one you kill, and one you don't kill. What kind of thing is that? All these things are all the contrasts. Right? That's what the Marsha says. That's why Paradum is not on the list. I know the truth is that the person that does the thing becomes tamei, and the other guy becomes tahor. I know that. I was thinking that also. What's the parah doing not on the list? Why? Okay, it's a lot of chukim, but the chuk is not internally inconsistent. Here, they're all internally inconsistent. They're all stiras b'nei ubeit, internally inconsistent. So what? Oh, it can't be MS. Can't be MS. Right? And why are you wearing tefillin? The HR doesn't say that to you. Because Hashem said, wear tefillin. Oh, it's not internally inconsistent. Nothing inconsistent about it. But all these are inconsistent. I don't know, getting back to that Rashi. I'm bothered with this Rashi. You're not bothered?
Why is Shaira
Mishtaleach? Oh, so Shaira Mishtaleach, he says why that's on the list. Why is Shaira Mishtaleach on the list? Because, again, it's two. One, you bring it to sacrifice, and one, you throw off the cliff. What kind of thing is that?
The other thing's missing.
What?
The other thing's missing.
Like what? To have internally, internally funny?
Yeah.
Like what?
Egla Rufa.
So what is it internally? In the midst of Egla Rufa. Okay, it's a very funny thing. It's a very strange thing. But there's nothing internally inconsistent about it. It's a strange procedure, a ritual. Here, the ritual is take two goats, one kill and one don't kill. One kill over there, one kill over there. What are you doing that for? So okay. Anyway, if you have any of these kashas, don't have the kashas. The Gemara says, the Gemara paskins, Ani Hashem, chakaktiv, I made this rule, v'ein l'cha rishus lahar her bahen. Don't think about it. Why? So maybe this is the pshat. Because if you buy into it, if you believe in God, and you buy into it, what's the difference what it is? What's the difference? Right? What's the difference? If I believe in him, and he told me to do X, Y, Z, I don't understand it so much, but I believe in him. So if I believe in him, then I take the whole package. Right? I take the whole package. All right, listen, human beings have tithes, so sometimes they, okay. So they have to work on it. But if you don't, you buy into it. So Yitzhar tells me, yeah, but it's so ridiculous, this internal inconsistency, chalitz and yim. All right, okay, I'll live with it. There's nothing else, I don't know what else to say.
You can't question them, but you can question other things.
What?
If you're gonna go down that road,
it's never gonna end. Now you want to try to. By the way, the what?
I think that's rushes.
Right, that might be what he's saying.
Otherwise, you're never gonna go anywhere.
Right. By the way, so all that there are reasons for these mitzvahs. There are reasons. We just can't understand. We don't understand them. So I would tell you, have patience, and by the time you turn 120, you'll have all the answers. So just all it is you have to wait a little bit. That's all it is. Just patience. That's all it needs. Just need some patience. But in 120 years, not such a long time, you'll have all the answers.
We usually encourage questions typically.
We do encourage questions because human nature is I need answers.
Right.
I need answers.
But for these things, these whole patience. Other questions.
No, so you can study and you can try. And you can try to do your best. But at the end of the day, that Rashi says, don't listen to the Yetzer Hara. Oh, it can't be true.
I'm saying these things are hard to think.
Right.
Right,
I hear. Okay, next. Ematai metame begadim. When did the begadim become tamei? So Tana Rabbanan, Hameshaleach metame begadim. The sender is metame. The ein hasholeach es hameshaleach metame begadim. But the guy who sends the sender does not. His begadim don't become tamei. Why would they think they do? I don't know. Yachal shem b'shiyata chutz l'chomas azara. I would think the minute he leaves the azara, no. Tamed lomar hameshaleach. I hameshaleach yachal ad sheyagiel atzuk. I would think he has to get to the cliff. No. Tamed lomar v'hameshaleach. Okay, how does that work? B'shiyata chutz l'chomas yushalim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The minute you leave the gates. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Azazel, the key base, which means Ad Shagil Atuk. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Bahamashalech, Sasail, Azazel, Yechavit, Begadav, Zarku, Babas, Rosh, Matam, Begadav. Okay? What? What? Yeah, you throw it from the head. From the head down. Right.
What's not to mean when you become Tamil? Where's he going to stop? Where's he
going to? I don't know, maybe. I don't know.
He's going. He's not changing his clothing. He's not doing anything.
It's a matter of touching something else, coming
clothing.
In contact.
He's
with
not
touching.
He's telling you the clothing.
Okay. Now, while that's going on, not while it's going on. When it's done, right? Balo etel par v'seir hanisrafin. Now there's a dead par and a dead goat, that are sitting here. They've been here the whole time. The Kohen Gadol did a lot of avodah with the dam of these two animals, but the animals are still sitting here. So he took them, karan, he opened them up, v'hotzi es emurehen. He took out their emurin. What's emurin? The innards. Why are they called emurin? Remind me, we'll start with that tomorrow. Why are they called emurin? Emurin comes from Omar. Why are they called emurin? Good question. Like five answers. Why are they called emurin? Where did that word come from? Anyway.
Question before, huh?
You ever did?
No.
Why are they called emurin? So let me just finish the Mishnah. Not stuck. What?
A thousand. Why was it called tuk?
Tuk means a cliff. Why did it say karayim, the innards?
Exactly.
Why are you calling him emurin? What is emurin? Emurin means Omar, to say.
We
what
have a word for it already.
Right. Nothing but magus, he put on a plate. V'ektiru nagabim mizbeach, and they were makar of that on the mizbeach. Kilon b'maklos, the rest of the animal, they somehow interwove the seir and the goat and the par together. V'otzion lebeis hasreifa. They're going to take it out to the beis hasreifa. Where's that? Tomorrow's daf will say where it is. Me'em asai, the time of begadim. Again, when did the begadim become tamei? Mishi yotziyu chutz l'chomas hazara. When you leave the hazara. When the most of the animals are burnt. Right? In other words, the Kohen Gadol didn't do this. Someone else did it. Someone else took these animals outside to the base. Yeah. Yeah. So the Aruch says that the word emurin means, comes from the word morin. Morin. Right? What does morin mean? Morim. To raise up. The Rambam says it's a lashon of amira, which is a hard answer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to burn these fats. Everything can be called emurin then. The whole Torah is emurin. Why does B'dafka, this is called emurin? That's the second answer. The Mishnah Lebel says that it comes in the Lashon of, we say it in one place in the Torah, it's in this week's parasha, Parshas Yisro. Not in Parshas Yisro, I'm sorry. He'emarta hayom. He'emarta. What is he'emarta hayom? You are like distinguished today. Rashi says over there, it's the only place that the word is mentioned in the Torah. Hemarto. That's what the emurin comes from, that word. Interesting. We say in Tehillim, Yisamru call Paul of him. Right? Yisamru, they'll be exalted. Right? That's what it means, Lashon of exalted. And the Radak says, again, it's Lashon of Romamus, like being highlighted. Right? That's why the emurin are the most special parts of the animal. They actually have a shaykhis to the Mizbeach. Alright? So we'll stop here. Okay, we finished the Mishnah. And we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody.
This is done while he's out in the Zogar, while he's sent.
What?
He's being sent.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
So then.
After
so
he
then.
Sends him out, he goes back and starts doing.
Okay, so in the next.
It's still getting done.
Right. Alright, so tomorrow we'll see. Okay, the last Mishnah. Tomorrow we'll get to the. What the Kohen Gadol could not do until he knew that they were done over there. Okay, we'll do that tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Oh, yeah.